Judy Jeffrey left the Department of Education's top job in early May after 14 years at the DE, 6 years as director. Her replacement will be leading Iowa schools and phasing in the Iowa core curriculum, a new law standardizing academic requirements for all grades within the next 5 years, a big job for the DE's new leader.
Absolutely. The work has hardly even started, frankly.
In completing that work, Jeffrey predicts her successor needs buy-in and help.
And they cannot use all of the educational ease that we use. Every occupation has its own language, and you can expect that. But you have to be able to translate that to the people who do make the policies and provide the resources.
Providing the resources is code language for funding from the legislature. That's where former Iowa City teacher, now State Representative Mary Masher, weighs in. As vice chair of the House Education Committee, Masher agrees that Iowa's education director must be a communicator.
I also hope we get somebody who's a change agent, somebody who really and truly will be able to identify a path and then how to get there.
Des Moines School Board member Margaret Buckton agrees with Masher's change urgency, perhaps by a leader from outside Iowa, noting that Iowa schools formerly led the nation by almost every measure.
And we're not there anymore, but we also tend to see outsiders sometimes as not being able to understand us. And I don't believe the person has to be, especially most recently from Iowa, but has to be able to demonstrate an empathy and a respect for the Iowa education system.
Buckton, who provides consultant help to Iowa school boards, says Governor Chet Culver should be looking for a leader with a record of leading change.
Having demonstrated a real improvement in education wherever they worked before, I think is a really critical thing that we want to have on somebody's resume, that they're not going to come into this role without having demonstrated some change, being able to lead from where they were to a higher level of performance.
Legislator and former teacher Mary Masher says Governor Chet Culver shouldn't confine the DE director search to only educators.
You know, I think we have to start thinking out of the box and not limit it to educational folks only.
Jeffrey disagrees, saying that anyone other than an educator filling her old job risks credibility.
Education is not a business. Education is a service that we provide for our children of Iowa. And so you need an individual who truly understands the needs of the students and the curriculum and the instruction that needs to take place in our schools. Because it's very hard to lead educators if you don't truly understand the sort of the makeup of education.
Ultimately, it's Governor Culver deciding the new director's qualifications, and he's looking for someone to spur the initiatives Judy Jeffrey has underway.
I want someone that supports our efforts in terms of instituting our new model core curriculum to raise the bar when it comes to our expectations for students, what the requirements are. And I want certainly to make sure our next director supports our efforts to provide universal preschool to every four-year-old in the state of Iowa.
But there's no set time for appointing a new director.
We have started the process. We have some outstanding applicants, and we will move as quickly as we possibly can.
Until then, one of Jeffrey's former assistants, Kevin Fangman, is heading Iowa's Department of Education. Dean Borg, Iowa Public Radio News.